KO4 radio check.
KO4 NUE. You're coming in full quieting, sir.
Appreciate it. I was going to check for the net, but it looks like we're going to have us a big thunderstorm coming down from Spartanburg between us and Clinton here. Over.
Well, listen, while I got you on the radio, I'm going to be calling the net tonight. Can you give me a signal report?
A little static, but nothing more than what you would expect. I mean, just a tiny bit in the background, a little crackle.
It's KO4 NUE. Is that any better?
Better.
Is there anything that's trackable? I mean, is it detracting or anything?
No, not at all. I mean, like I said, there's a little static, which you'd almost expect out of a ham radio.
Roger that. I appreciate it. All right, but KO4 NUE, I'm going to step out for a minute and get my paperwork ready. I'll see you on the net. 73.
Roger that. Appreciate the radio check on my end. We'll see you in a few minutes. 73 is a PD4SRR at the QT station, Finnan, South Carolina, where the T is sweet and the T is silent, or so they say. KD4SRR, I'm clear.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4 NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Liberty, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4 NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4 NUE. Go ahead and post an announcement for the net tonight. Just all stations be advised that we are recognizing silent keys for the month of July. And two of the net controllers, KN4HTP and KO4RYP, our Monday night net controllers, are trying to get 100 check-ins this month. So if you have a silent key that you'd like to recognize and would like to contribute to the community, please check in with us so those ladies can get their 100 check-ins. Roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-in, starting with for FCM, Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, Male in Prosperity. K4OSH, Matt and Pat in Malden. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, Dave in Roanoke, Virginia. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. W4MKH, Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KG4WNT, Mr. Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit. K AK4ROW, Richard in Greenville, and AJ4RA, Bill, in east of Simpsonville. Accept Echo Link Station check-in and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Also be advised, if you cannot check in via RF, you may also send a text through the WinLink system. So with that, we'll move on to the RF portions of the check-in. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, and I'm still up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, not far from Green River Road. One of you.
Please check Kilo, Kilo 4, Kilo, Charlie, X-ray. My name is Jerry. Checking in now tonight. Hope everybody's doing well.
Hey.
Your man are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOP. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, Banana. Good evening to all on the net.
GUE. Thank you, this is 2I2L. Zero India 4, Lima Zulu Inc. KI4LZI. Stationary mobile in Cook. No traffic. No round tape.
Train UE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Recognize what we have so far and go ahead and straighten out at the beginning of the check-in. We had double. So if you do not hear your call recognized, please come back to me and I will get you in the log. First on the list is KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. And Mr. James, nice talking with you tonight, sir. Also, W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KI4LZI, Andy, and mobiling around stationary mobile in Pickens tonight. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer.
Oh. Check in Kilo, India 4, Kilo, Charlie, X-ray. KI4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Draycourt, South Carolina. Just checking in and out tonight.
Hi, Mr. Jerry. KI4CKX, Mr. Jerry in Green and Graycourt. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Jerry. All right, I'm going to pause here for a second and move up to Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
This is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform X-ray. This is Joe. I'm mobile in Waynesville tonight. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is everybody on the net.
This is KO4 WGQ in Greer, South Carolina. It's Greg. I don't know how to tell which echo link you're on. Over.
Pause right here just for a second. There's a couple of more echo link stations up there, but let's go ahead and recognize KE0UUX. That's Mr. Joe in Waynesville tonight. And I believe KO4WGQ, Mr. Jerry, is in Greer. Is that correct, Jerry?
This is Greg, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Django, Quebec. Greg in Greer.
Not that, Mr. Greg. KO4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. Is that correct, sir? just for a second. I don't want to ever pass up a teachable moment. So, Mr. Gregg, this repeater has a function on it called EchoLink. You can download it on your phone, and it allows you to, through the internet, to connect to the repeater, and your voice be broadcast through RF. So most people use it when they are out of the repeater's coverage to stay in touch with their community. So you would not know if there is a session on EchoLink, but if you had that app on your phone, and it's free, by the way, and it's pretty easy to set up, you would definitely know that you were on EchoLink. But I have you in the log and appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. Come on back anytime, Mr. Gregg. We'd be glad to have you. Yes, sir. All right, we'll make one more call. India through Lima. Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Rena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative. And are there any updates on Walt?
Recognize Miss Lorena, KK4ONO in Piedmont, and Miss Lorena, you sounded really good tonight. And also would like to say that Miss Lorena, I have not been able to make contact with Mr. Walt. I have to contact him through his daughter, and sometimes that takes a couple of days. So I am trying to make contact, and as soon as I get an update, I will personally let you know and everybody on the net. But it is so nice to hear from you, and I may be back home, and I'm glad for that. Also, she brings along Mr. Rick, KK4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. That's Miss Michelle in Piedmont. Also, we'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred Moblin around in Piedmont. Mr. Fred, you be careful out there tonight. All right. I see EchoLink station up there, but I'm going to go ahead and close out Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check on Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Boyd in Simpsonville.
NUE. And Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative tonight, Chad, but we'll be listening for a bit. And 7-3 to the net.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, also in Simpsonville. And he brings along Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, let me pause here for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you will, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no queue. And Chad, do be sure and tell Miss Anna hello from me.
I would like to recognize KO4, KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood checking in via EchoLink tonight. And Stephen, me and Miss Anna are separate. She did check in via telephone relay, so let me go ahead and check her in. at KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna in Zirconia, North Carolina tonight. So I will not be able to tell her hello, Stephen, but I will tell her tomorrow, sir. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo, Robert, at the QT in Clinton, South Carolina, 29325. And for normal people, that's Clinton, South Carolina. Be negative and negative, but monitoring a storm approaching our area.
4 NUE in KO4 QLG. That's Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. And Chad, I forgot to tell you earlier, thank you for the cheeseburger. It was delicious.
Stop right there. Last calling station. I got Juliet 4 Tango India. That's all I got, sir. You got a little bit of noise on you. Can you try again, please?
Oh, it's KJ4TIQ. KJ4TIQ. Philip and Eve. He's on HT. KI4LZ, I'm open.
Andy, thank you for the relay. Let me back up and recognize KD4SRR. That's Mr. Robert at the QT in Clinton, 29325 tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. And Chris, I'm glad you enjoyed the cheeseburger. I enjoyed the company. And KJ4TIQ, that's Mr. Philip in Easley. All right, are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. November 4, Quebec, November Victor. In for QNV, this is Brian in Greer. I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
NUE. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt West from Greenville County, be native and native, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
Reach it, Chad.
Stand by 1 second. All right, we'd like to welcome N4Q November Victor. That's Mr. Brian and Greer tonight. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County. Matt is our Thursday night net controller. So appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, KA4PQA, KO4NUE. Go ahead, sir.
Affirmative, Chad. One thing I forgot to mention when I checked in yesterday was my birthday, Chad.
Stephen, well, happy birthday to you. If it was legal to sing on a ham radio frequency, I would definitely sing you happy birthday. But can't really do that. So all I can do is say happy birthday to you and hope you had a good one. And what a birthday on July the 4th, Independence Day. That's a neat day to have a birthday, Stephen.
Chad, for yourself and those on the net, I had a very wonderful birthday yesterday, along with my wife. We went over. My wife and I went over to a friend of ours 4th of July party, and Chad and I had an absolute blast of a good time over there. So Chad, I did have a much wonderful birthday yesterday.
Stephen, I'm glad you did. Glad you had a wonderful day. My daughter is born on Valentine's Day, so I kind of get it. So happy birthday to you, sir. All right, let's move on down the log. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Please check in November 4. Mike Whiskey, Jimmy, Mobile. Over here in Greer, headed for Taylor's. We'll be negative and negative.
That'll recognize K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in southern Greenville County. And November 4, Mike Whiskey. I believe that was Danny in Greer. So, Mr. Danny, did I get your name right, sir?
Negative, it's Jimmy. Jimmy.
All right, so we'd like to recognize November 4, Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Jimmy in Greer. Let me pause here just for a second and move back up to Echo Link stations. If you're at Echo Link station and like to check in tonight, please call KO4NUE.
Nicole, Jason Milliwatt, Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha Richard. My wife Sally, Kilowatt Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha. And my daughter Ashley, Kilowatt Alpha 3, Alpha Charlie Lima. Simpsonville, in and out, no traffic or no wreck you.
I'm sorry about that. I did not get your wife and daughter's name, sir.
Okay, my wife's name is Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, and her call was K-A-4-J-C-A, and my daughter's name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, and that's K-A-4-A-C-L.
Let me make sure I got this right. Your call is KA3JCA. Your wife's call is KA4 something CA. Is it GCA, sir?
Negative, it's JCA. Just like my call sign, only she has the 4 call and I have the 3 call.
Throwing me. Okay, so we'd like to welcome KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Miss Sally, K-A-4-J-C-A, and their daughter, K-A-4-A-C-L, that's Miss Ashley, in Simpsonville tonight. Okay, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4-N-U-E.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and thanks for your help on the repeater antenna tuning today. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey W4DJW Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Kilo Charlie 2 Delta Quebec Victor Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Unrecognized KA2AXQ, that's Mr. Ken and Pickens tonight. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. And KC2DQD, that's Mr. Bob in Graycourt. All right, are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
NUE. Chad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna. All on the net. And don't go up towards the pond. That lizard man might be out that you saw on the game cam.
Back up and recognize KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith in Seneca tonight. and KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary in Easley. He brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY, also in Easley. And Gary, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I will definitely be watching out for the lizard man tonight. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call with the suffix that begins with Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling the net.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And Patrick, hope you are enjoying your vacation this week, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry and Candler. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, let's make one more call for Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE. We'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KO4NUE, we'd like to welcome WN4S. That's Mr. Chris and Lyman. Chris, appreciate you joining us tonight, sir. All right, so with that, I think we got everybody Alpha through Zulu, so we'll move to the RagChu portion of the net, and we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion, and we'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations that do not wish to hang around for the RagChu may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Go ahead and take it, Larry.
NUE, KK4JBQ. Sorry to hear that we can't say hello to Anna, but you'll pass that along for me, won't you? Dear me, we've got a storm over here. It's one of those 3-inch-an-hour type of storms that when the thunder comes to announce that lightning has struck somewhere, it shakes the house. So as soon as we're finished here, I think I'm going to unplug the antenna. It's one of those nights. Well, we got an answer on our refrigerator issue. Don't know if I've even spoken about that yet. But I've been the appliance repairman today. And how's your day been, Chad?
It's been an interesting day. I made some much-needed corrections to the ham shack. It's that whole, you know, maintenance thing I was talking with you about the other day. You know, you work so hard to get everything in place, and then you got to work to get it efficient, and then you have to work to maintain it. So that's kind of what I've been up to today. So tell me about your refrigerator. So what'd the repairman say?
Well, I don't think I was clear. I was the repairman. Donna came out first thing yesterday morning, and the freezer part of the refrigerator was just covered in ice. I mean, everything in there was just covered in ice. It iced over, and it was making a funny sound. This from a refrigerator whose manual that shipped with it says, modern refrigerators make all kinds of noises, funny noises, noises maybe you've not heard from an appliance, and you should just disregard anything you hear. Well, this was not something you disregarded. It was like something that was trying to start and then quit, and then trying to start and then quit. I know that doesn't sound good coming from anything. So anyhow, we got all very cleaned her all up. This refrigerator, I should add, is 6 months old. And it does have some funny noises. New things sound different than things we're all accustomed to hearing. So, anyway, I says, honey, why don't we, after reading the manual, you know, again, not easy to understand, and I'm not going to mention who made this thing, but I said, honey, why don't we just treat it like a computer? There's so many computer parts in it, so much that's regulated by a computer and all that. I says, let's just reboot it. She says, what do you mean? I says, well, we had unplugged it, of course. Let's just plug it back in and stand there and cross our fingers. And sure enough, when that thing started up, it sounded like a brand new refrigerator. And it's been running for, all day today. And I have a thermometer in both the refrigerator and freezer section, and it's right on target for, I think, 38 degrees in the refrigerator and 0 degrees in the freezer. Now, all is good. And the only thing that we're going to do differently is the way it has a bottom freezer. So the only thing we're going to do differently is, that's where the problem was, as you remember. We're going to be careful as we close the door, that it's kind of a drawer to open the refrigerator on the bottom of the thing. First time I had anything like that. So it has a drawer for a freezer, and you just ease it closed. You don't kick it with your foot, you know, stuff like that. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention this because this is the first refrigerator that I've ever thought of as a computer. KK4JBQ.
UE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KK4JBQ. So we were somewhere last week, me and Anna, and they've got refrigerators now that, you know, you can be, you know, halfway across town, and you know, you can kind of Wi-Fi into your refrigerator. Has a little camera in there, so while you're out grocery shopping, you can turn the camera on inside the refrigerator and see, you know, what kind of groceries you need. So I don't know about all that. It gets a little bit too much. My dad, his smoker grill went out last week, and he's been complaining about it for a couple of days. So he went and bought a brand new one and brought it to the house and could not get it to turn on. I don't know what he paid for the thing, but it is a Bluetooth Wi-Fi enabled smoker, and I assure you, he did not know that when he bought it. But it was such a fiasco trying to get the thing just to turn on. You know, you had to connect to the internet first, and then we got the passwords all mixed up because the password on the smoker was Wi-Fi, and then you have to put in the password for Wi-Fi. And it was just a mess, an absolute mess. So their computers are everywhere. We just gonna have to deal with it.
Chad, I don't know. I should think that one thing that would be exempt from any computer parts would be a smoker. But yeah, I guess I'm wrong. For crying out loud. Well, I want to be clear, our new refrigerator is not one of those Wi-Fi connected things. It doesn't have a camera in it. Donna may wish for that, but I think taking an inventory throughout the week, keeping a grocery list, actually, you know, posted with a magnet on the outside of the refrigerator, might be old school, but I like that. I like passing by the refrigerator and checking on the things that, you know, by the time you go to grocery shopping, you know what you need because you've seen it 47 times. Well, anyway, I don't grasp, eagerly grasp for something new to use my phone for. I just don't. I like my phone, as you well know, I like my phone to be a phone. Even getting email is a bit like a contraption for me to, you know, I use this thing to communicate with people. Oh, gosh. Well, anyway. So I do want to, if Walt is listening, I do want to say that we're all thinking about you, Walt, and we all want you to pull through this episode and hang in there with us. God bless you, son. And, well, I guess that's enough of me tonight. Chad, you have a good evening. I hope things are going well around your house and Anna gets back safely tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. This is KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
I appreciate you dropping by, and always nice to talk with you. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And by the amount of lightning I can hear on your signal tonight, you may need to go ahead and secure your station. So with that, thank you, sir. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the next on the stump? Please call KO4NUE.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic. I do have a question for everybody that they might be interested in. Over.
Ed, hang on 1 second with your question. Let me make sure I got all the check-ins. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in? Alpha through Zulu. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Ed, with your question.
KRON. I have an audition piece, one page about 290 words for anybody who is an actor or likes to put on a show at a party.
Real quick, what is an audition piece?
When an actor is auditioning for a part for a play.
All right. Well, Ed, if you don't mind, let me go ahead and put you down for a comment, and I'll follow up with you here in just a minute. I'd like to hear more about that, but we've got one other gentleman ahead of you. So let me go ahead and grab Mr. Gary next on the stump, and Ed, I'll come right back to you. KI4DOS, KO4NUE.
NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. One quick question, Chad, was club meeting was tonight, wasn't it?
It was tonight.
Okay. Had the wrong date marked on my calendar. I'll fix that for next time, though. Should have checked my email, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Let's see here. Had a pretty good couple of days here. 4th of July, we had a lot of folks around us shooting fireworks. We did not shoot any. The big German Shepherd got real upset, and I brought her in for a while last night. She got calmed down, and I put her back outside. She was fine today. So got that all taken care of. I was out cutting the grass the other day. I don't know if I told you about this or not, but I was weed eating down the side road down there. Down, yeah, I live on the corner lot, you know, so the side street, then down the ditch line down through there. And went over a yellow jacket's nest, did not realize it. And from where it was up on top of the bank there, and I got back down there in the ditch and was kept working in the ditch. And one stung me behind the left ear. So I went out there and I took care of those little fellas, and they're no longer a threat to me.
So let me tell you. So Mark came up the other day to pick up some walnut at the house, and we got up in the barn messing around trying to get the wood out of the loft, and there was a red wasp nest up there, and one of those things got me right on the back of the neck, right at the base of the back of my head. And I tell you, those things hurt. They hurt so bad. I swelled up. I'm allergic to red wasps pretty bad. Yellow jackets, they hurt, but they don't, you know, I don't swell up or anything. But how many times did he get you?
I don't like red wasp either. I've got those out there in the barn as well. But I got some stuff that takes care of them from a good ways off. You know, I got to stand over here and spray them, and they kind of drop down. But I did get stung but once. They got me right behind the ear, where the temples of my glasses come around the backside of my ear. Got it right beside the wire, you know, the temple part that goes behind your ear. So it gave me a headache there for a day or two, wearing my glasses, because it was pressing on the area that the bee had stung me. But, I thought I was fortunate I didn't get hit but one time, because I was up on top of the bank, and I mean, I went right over their nest and running that weed eater wide open, and it, while I was up there, they didn't bother me. But when I got away from the nest a little bit, it's when I got hit. You were talking about the red wasp. I got sliding windows out there in the barn, and I reached up to open up one of the sliding windows, and just happened to see it up there in the corner. It was between the stationary pane and the pane that slides, and just before I pushed on it real hard to open the window up, I noticed the wasp nest. So I made out. I didn't get stung by any wasp.
I can't. We used to deal with bees. Well, Mom and Dad were beekeepers when I grew up, and you know, I held the lantern one night while Dad tried to rob the bees at night. And don't ever do that. They go straight to the light, and you know, one of them gets under the veil, and it feels like there's 50 in there. But, you know, I panicked and jerked the veil off, and they got me quite a few times from the neck up. So I don't like bees at all. But listen, I got a question for you. So field day event, when you were up there, did you have any chigger bites?
Yeah, I had a couple around my ankles, but I had on long pants, and I had on them little short socks that don't come up but over your ankle very far. But I had a couple of bites down around my ankles.
Seven of them, around my sock line and around my belt line, and those things are horrible. I mean, they go on and on for days. And I don't know what kind of toxin those things have, but the ones that got me, they can't be alive. They had to put every single thing they had under my skin, because it's been a week now, and I'm still scratching.
No, mine didn't bother me like that. But I've got some, I can't remember if it's Cordate or Cortisone 10 or something like that in there that's for itching. And I get bit like that. I put that stuff on it, and it takes that away, so I don't scratch it myself too bad. But I hate that for you, young man. I really do. But I got more mosquito bites than I did anything else up there until I got some bug spray. And once I got sprayed down with the outdoor spray, I was fine with the mosquitoes even. But there again, you know, it's That's one thing you have to look out for when you get out in the woods and in the weeds, I guess, is you know, insects, and you know, whether it be mosquitoes or chiggers or whatnot. as long as it ain't them lizard men, it would be all right.
This is KO4NUE with KI4DOS with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, folks, what Gary's talking about is I've got some game cameras here on the property, and I downloaded a picture of game cam off of the internet with a ghoulish-looking ghost or whatever, and sent it to Gary as a joke and told him, hey, this is, you know, this is what I got, you know, down on the property. Of course, he didn't buy it, but, you know, I got to keep trying. I told him if I try enough, eventually I'll get you, but I haven't got lucky so far.
At AOS and with KO4NUE. Well, I just had to pick at you a little bit, Chad. You know how it is. We have a lot of fun back and forth. But that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a real good net going. Sorry I missed the meeting tonight. I want to get with you one of these days in the not-too-distant future, within the next month or so, and get this the wind link set up on my computer, my radio, and all that, so I can start doing that on the radio. But we'll talk about that later. Ain't no big deal. I ain't in no rush about it. Tell Miss Anna when she gets home, we said hello, and call the kids. We said howdy, and look forward to doing it again. Maybe we'll do it again tomorrow night. Who knows? You take care. We'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KO4NUE in the net. KI4DOS.
Nice talking to you. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. And Gary, if you don't mind, if you could hang around just for a little bit. I'm kind of blind on Winlink tonight. I mean, being able to submit my net report. So if you could hang around just for a little bit and submit my report for me?
Yeah, I'll be here, Chad. KI4DOS.
All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in before we move on to Mr. Ed? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to Mr. Ed, WDARON. Okay, Ed, let me hear about this this audition piece you got.
ARON. Well, as I was saying, an audition piece is a short presentation by an actor when he's auditioning for a part in a play. This particular one was given to me by a teacher years and years ago. He didn't tell me where he got it, and so I had to search for it and finally found it. It was kind of hard to find. You're familiar with, I'm sure, with Gilbert and Sullivan. This was written by Gilbert for a one-act play, and it's actually given by a woman, although it sounds like it's given by a man. It's all about 250, under 300 words, fits on one page. And it's an actor describing himself and playing the many characters of an actor, all the way from a beggar to a king.
I see. Any idea on the time period?
Late 1800s, I believe.
Where did you come across that thing?
He gave it to me, but he wouldn't tell me where he got it. So I had to search and search, and once the web came out, it was easier to find, so I finally found it. And then I lost it, so I had to chase around today to find it. It's called Comedy and Tragedy by W.S. Gilbert. And it's part of the play. It's actually given by a woman in the play, but it's a man's part.
That's pretty interesting. How long have you had it?
30 years or so.
I see. Okay. Well, Ed, I was also going to let you know that I'm going to try to get that Yagi to you next week sometime. I'll meet with Mr. Patrick in town, and he's going to shuttle it back up your way. So just want to let you know I haven't forgotten, but we'll get it up your way next week.
To that, I've been disappointed in the one I have, and I got to play with it some more. But when I put my meter on it for SWR, it was really high, so I haven't been using it. And that probably explains why it hasn't been performing like I had hoped it would.
So, maybe so. Ed, I will say this, though. Something had to have changed. I know when we initially put it in, Oh, wait a minute. Did we put in the Yagi or did we put in an Omni when I came up there to help you? I can't remember.
The thing that changed about it is put it higher, and that may have changed because of the coax.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, how much higher did you go with it?
We're around 6 or 7 feet at least. It clears the roof now. I had it on originally on about a 6 foot pole, and now it's on a 10 foot, so it's about 6 feet higher.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure what's changed with it, but obviously something's changed. But that's okay. We'll see if we can get you straight with the one I've got, and it's a 3-element too. So we'll give it a shot and see, you know, kind of see what happens. But I'll get with you next week when I get it on the truck headed up your way and let you know. How about that?
But I figure I'll put it on the same pole I have it on now. It's a PVC 1.5-inch diameter. And it's 10 feet long, so it should go on the end of that without any problem.
Sounds good. Okay. All right, well, Mr. Ed, if you got anything else for us, if you don't, I'm going to go ahead and close the net down.
Throw this out if anybody's interested. It's a good party piece. If people are playing games, it's a good thing that somebody could give it in a couple of minutes and ham it up as much as they want to.
Well, anybody out there that needs any more information on Mr. Ed's audition piece? We don't have any takers tonight, but, you know, we'll keep trying. If you want to try, that sounds pretty interesting to me. If you can scan it and email it, that'd be great. I'd love to look at it myself. But with that, Mr. Ed, I'm going to go ahead and shut the net down. I'm going to ask if there's any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in before I shut the net down. Please call KO4NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, that's all I got. Try again, sir.
4 Whiskey Tango. Question I got is, you say negative. What's the other one? And if you want to listen to it,
station, call sign KO4 Whiskey Echo Victor. Is that correct, sir?
4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. KO4 WTQ.
Greer, that's correct. Okay. Mr. Greg, you had a lot of white noise on you, so, or a lot of bacon fry. What was your question, sir?
Negative, negative. Okay, one of them's a reg tube. I don't know which one. And what's the other one? And if you want to listen to the reg tube, what else do you say other than negative, negative? Do you say positive, positive?
question, though. So, when the preamble is listed, the net controller will ask if there's any traffic or the rag queue. So if you, hang on, let me make sure I got that right. I don't think I do. I'm a little bit distracted here. I tell you what, let's do this. KI4DOS, KO4NUE. Gary, I'm a little distracted by this thunderstorm. Can you answer Greg's question for me and let me get the cabin secure?